Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Mim.
And Michael.
Today we might do a hectic skill.
Hectic
skill.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Mim, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. If I just hold this... And then, yeah.
Where did you get all those musical instruments?
It says here, property of the music wizard. If found, don't play them unless you know how. Mim, you don't know how to play these instruments.
Mim, not cool. These are the music wizard's special music-making toys, and you're playing with them all wrong.
I know. Look, you're right. I'm not very good at playing the musical instruments / toys yet, but I thought it would be really, really impressive if I learned how to play them all at the same time by myself, like a one beanie band.
I thought we were a three beanie band. Are you kicking me out of the band?
No, Michael, no. Michael, breathe.
No, you're in the band.
Okay. Okay.
I just wanted to have hectic music wizard music skills, and I thought this would be the best way to learn.
By playing them all at the same time?
Yeah.
By playing all the instruments that you don't know how to play at the same time?
Yeah.
And that is how you'd learn to play all the instruments that you don't know how to play, is by playing them at the same time and learning them at the same time?
Yeah. I'm just trying to be as efficient as possible. Hey, I know a story about someone who once played all the instruments at the same time. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Once there was a one-man band, and the man's name was Kurt. Hi, Kurt.
Hiya, ladies and gentle beanies.
Kurt was a very clever, very friendly, and very loud man. You see, he had all sorts of musical instruments tied up and strapped to his body so he could play them all at the same time. So he could be a one-man band. Show us, Kurt.
Well, see here. Here's a big drum strapped to me back like a backpack, and I play it by stamping my foot like this. See how the string runs from the heel of my boot to the drum?
Oh, wow.
Cool.
You like that, do you? Well, here on me shoulder is a horn, and I play it by squashing me head on me shoulder like this.
Oh! It's funny.
I just have me accordion here, and a bell here, and a trumpet here, and all manner of every instrument you can think of here, here, and here.
Wow.
Nice one. Wow.
Kurt was also very friendly. He was always happy and charming. He loved to play music for people, and he loved it even more when they'd put a coin in his hat.
Bravo!
Oh, yeah, well done, Kurt. Nice one, Kurt. Yeah.
Here we go. Here's a coin.
Got one for you. Thank you.
But one day, Kurt added a beautiful triangle instrument to his one-man band. The trouble was, with that triangle, he now had too many instruments to hold. He had so many instruments, he could no longer take off his hat to hold it out for coins. And that being the main way he made his money, he was in a bit of a sticky financial situation.
I'm in a bit of a sticky financial situation.
Kurt needed help. So he decided to go and find someone who could follow him around and hold his hat. You know, someone who wasn't too busy.
Looky here. A hospital.
Kurt.
Oh, no. It's a vet. Let's try in there. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Scissors.
Scissors.
Gauze.
Gauze.
What is that noise? Hello, hello, hello. Kurt's the name. One man band is the game.
Get out of my OR.
Oh, dear, that's a bit rude. But I like the way you said it. How would you like to be my official hat holder? It's a very important job.
What?
Oh, don't worry. It's easy. All you have to do is this. See? Hat on, hat off. Hat on, hat off. Yeah? Get it? Get out of here.
And the vet's assistant shuffled Kurt out of the OR and outside of the vet.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. I think I upset the vet.
Well, yes, I'm afraid so, said the vet's assistant.
I'm very sorry. I just thought you all might like to come and do a fun hat-holding job with me rather than, you know, whatever it was you were doing in there.
Well, we work here at the vet because we like animals. That's our skill. Just like your skill is this. If you want people to work for you, you need to embrace and celebrate their skill.
I see. I see. Well, I guess I'll have to go try somewhere else for people with hat-holding skills.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
So off Kurt went to find people with hat-holding skills. And next he came upon a library.
Yes, hello. I'm looking for a copy of There's a Hippopotamus on the Roof Eating Cake, first edition.
One moment. Yes, you'll find the particular work in the food and cooking section. Just... Just behind the...
Hello, hello, hello. Kurt's the name. One man band is the game. Oh, dear, oh, dear. That's a bit rude. But I like the way you said it. How would you like to be my official hat holder? It's a very important job. Oh, don't worry. It's easy. All you have to do is this. See? Hat on, hat off. Hat on, hat off. Yeah, get it?
The librarian was getting very annoyed with Kurt. He was being much too loud for the library. She went to usher him outside, but then she bumped into a big stack of books.
Look out!
The librarian, with great speed and agility, grabbed the books as they flew through the air, and she guided them back neatly into a stack.
Wow! Wow, wow, that was great. Did you see that librarian? Wow. It was very good. Wow.
Wow, you have great juggling skills. You just got a promotion from hat holder to hat juggler.
Shh.
And she pushed him right out of the door.
Hmm.
Kurt was confused. He had embraced and celebrated the librarian's skills, just like the vet assistant had told him to. But she still didn't want to be a hat holder or juggler. So off Kurt went to find someone else with hat holding or juggling skills. He next came upon a school where a maths teacher was teaching a very important class.
And then you see E equals MC squared.
Ah.
And no, E equals MC squared doesn't stand for energy equals milk and coffee. Eyes on your own work. Is that gum?
Hello, hello, hello. Kurt's the name. One man band is the game.
Excuse me.
Oh, dear, that's a bit rude. But I like the way you said it. How would you like to be my official hat holder? It's a very important job.
Out, out, out!
Oh, don't worry. It's easy. All you have to do is this. See? Hat on, hat off. Hat on, hat off. Hat... Oh, dear.
Kurt was not having much luck finding someone with hat-holding skills, but he decided to give it one more try. Next, he passed a tennis game. And there was a man sitting in a very tall chair, high up off the ground. He was hardly moving at all, except for his head to watch the ball fly back and forth between the players. He must be very brave to sit up so high.
15, love. Left. First, third. Quiet, please.
Hello, hello, hello. Kurt's the name. One man band is the game.
Please.
I like the way you said it. How would you like to be my official hat holder? It's a very important job.
The tennis players all stopped playing tennis and looked at Kurt. And so did the whole sporting audience. They were not happy.
Oh, God. Oh,
he's not
doing
the tennis.
Who
is he?
We're not happy. Drum.
Oh, don't worry. It's easy. All you have to do is this. See? Hat on, hat off. Hat on, hat off. Get it?
Please leave the court.
So Kurt very sadly left the court. But then someone came running after him. It was the vet's assistant from right back at the start of the story.
Wait, wait.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. Are you still looking for a hat holder?
Why, yes, I am. How would you like to...
No, sorry. But can I give you some more advice?
Yeah.
Why don't you put up a sign or post the job online instead of barging in on people's current jobs? Why don't you let them come to you?
Well, that's a great idea.
Here, I'll help you write the job ad. Wanted. Helpful helper.
Hat holder.
Why don't we make it sound a bit more exciting? Wanted. Helpful creative helper for an amazing musical experience. Come one, come all to join the band. Required skills? Hectic ones.
Hectic skills?
Yeah, it leaves it open to interpretation. Any skill could be a hectic skill.
I suppose. Okay, let's try it. Thank you.
So, with the vet's assistant's help, Kurt popped the ad online. And wouldn't you know it, he had heaps of people calling him up to tell him about their hectic skills and join the band.
Hello? Yes, this is the one-man band. Yes, yes. Oh, juggling. Yeah, wow. Yeah, please do. Please come. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hello? Yeah. Tightrope walker? Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, sure. We'll chuck it in there as well. That's wonderful. Well done. All right. I'll see you soon. Hello? Yeah, yeah, this is one-man band. Yeah. Lion tamer? Wow. That'd be great. Yeah, yeah, sure. You've got your own lion, right? Or do I get one? Okay, sure. All right. Uru. You know, with all these hectic skills, people might even want to pay money and buy tickets to see us. Like a show. A travelling show. Or a travelling circus.
And before he knew it, instead of being a one-man band, Kurt had created a circus full of all different skills and tricks. How wonderful! Now everyone got to do their favourite skill for their job. Kurt and his new circus friends travelled all around the world performing their special hectic skills for everyone to see.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
a one-man band.
What does it look like? All shiny and new, or rusty and old?
What does it sound like? Clangs, bangs and crashes, or dingy bells and smooth violin strings?
What does it smell like? Brass and gold, or that funny metallic smell?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a one-man band.
That was a good story.
Yeah, I like how everyone had their own special skill.
Me too. And my special skill is playing in a one-man band, just like Kurt.
Is it?
Why don't we ask
Professor Know-It-All?
Hello, Beanies. And what are we up to today?
I'm playing in a one-man band.
Oh, you are too. Very good.
Professor, we just heard a story about all these people with hectic skills. Can anyone get hectic skills?
And what are hectic skills?
Slow down, Beanies. You're right, Michael. Anyone can have and has hectic skills. Hectic skills are all about doing a dance step, a cool trick, or an awesome move that makes you feel good.
Oh, so is standing on one leg a hectic skill? Because I can do that.
Let's find out. Why don't you show us?
Whoa, cool skill, Laura. Thanks. Wow, I guess standing on one leg is a hectic skill.
What other skills are most hectic? Michael?
This.
Whoa!
Cool!
Hectic. Super hectic.
Yes, yes. Most hectic, Michael. Mini Beanies at home. Michael waved his arms in the air. Excellent. Mim, do you have a hectic skill?
Well,
I thought my hectic skill could be playing all the instruments at once. But if anything can be a hectic skill, I can do this.
Very good.
Oh, cool.
Mim made a butterfly shape with her hands. Well done. Now I'd like to see your hectic skills at home, Mini Beanies. Why don't we sing the Beanies' new song, Hectic Skills, and everyone can show their skills. Let's get hectic. Hit it! Indeed. Keep up the good work, Beanies and Mini Beanies.
Bye, Professor.
Maybe you can run or hop or jump and stop.
And do a hectic skill whenever you hear the song
Hectic Skills. Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies!
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.